السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته مفتي عبد القادر صاحب اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you this beautiful morning may Allah Ta'ala grant you ajri azim mufti saab the platform is yours
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بارك الله فيكم وسليم كريم. We know that today is Workers' Day, so the people in the world are on holiday. But mashallah, Ma Salim Kareem, his family, our Junaid Mota, our Zakaria Mota, all of them are here. And we're working with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The Ummat is hungry and thirsty, so we have to work, inshallah, to quench their thirst. And inshallah, Almighty Allah grant us tawfiq and the divine ability to always promote the truth and defend the truth of Islam, irrespective that what the consequences might be. As you can see, we live in a hostile environment nowadays. We say Jazakallah khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 21st of Shawwal 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 34, Surah Sabah, and verses 5 and 6. You know, we have a law and a principle in tafsir and the exegesis and commentary of the noble Quran, and that is called al-ashya'u tu'rafu bi-azdadiha, that things are recognized by their opposites. In yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us, Allah Jalla Wala will reward handsomely, the maximum optimum reward, to those people who have Iman, Islam, and they continue with their righteous deeds, and they pass away with that Iman and Islam. Ulaika lahum maghfira. For them will be forgiveness, for them will be sattari. Allah will conceal their vices and sins in this world, in the year after. Wa rizqun kareem, an honorable, generous risk, sustenance and provision. So that is for people of Islam and Iman, the true people who make every sacrifice possible. Now the opposite, chapter 34, verses 5 and 6. وَالَّذِينَ سَعَوْا فِي آيَاتِنَا مُعَاجِزِينَ, and those people who are striving. We can see in today's world, as just now you will hear in the news, views and interviews, who are those people who are striving externally, internally? Fi ayatina, regarding our verses, regarding our symbols and signs, mu'ajizin, to frustrate it, to render it hopeless, useless, Allah forbid, they operating against Islam, against Muslims, against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, against Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. O esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, who is Almighty Allah, Allah Jalla Wala is Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. Almighty Allah is the radiance, effulgence in the heavens, in the earth. Everywhere you will see the signs of Allah. The sunrise, the sunset, the full moon, the new moon, and the stars shining in their glory and beauty. Who is Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. He's the Noor, the Radiance, the most beloved and precious to all Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe. Chapter 14, verse 1, Surah Ibrahim. What is your mission and your brief and your message, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, to take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping into the radiance, nur and effulgence of Islam. What is Quran Sharif? وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. The Quran Sharif is Noor, radiance and effulgence. Therefore it's called Ayah, every verse, symbol, a sign of Almighty Allah. And you Muslim, who are you? أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. Whosoever Almighty Allah has blessed him or her, that slave and servant, with Iman and Islam, then we find, فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ, that that person has received the radiance, effulgence in the inner recesses of their heart. So today the tussle and conflict you are seeing in different parts of the world, remember, is what? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us in chapter 61. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us in chapter 60. And what did Almighty Allah Jalla Wala say? يُرِيدُونَ لِيُتْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. So these enemies of Islam, these enemies of Muslims, these enemies of humanity, they want to extinguish the nur and the radiance of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So remember what they say in chapter 61. So that is, you must remember Surah Saf, chapter 61 and verse number 8. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُتْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Chapter 61, verse 8. They want to extinguish the radiance, effulgence of Almighty Allah with their mouths and their media and their prostitute politicians. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Allah will let the nur and radiance of Islam permeate every society. بِإِذِّ عَزِيزٍ وَذُلِّ ذَلِيلٍ. Whether they like it or they dislike it. وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Although the jutlas, the haramis, the Americans, the British, the French, and the Germans like it or they hate it, this is going to happen. Chapter 61, verse 8. That is the system of Almighty Allah. So those people who are trying their level best to frustrate the verses of Allah, the divine plan, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مِّن رِجْزٍ أَلِيمٌ. For them is a punishment, a painful chastisement, a painful, painful, horrible punishment. And see the world in turmoil now because they want to stop the revolution. The fragrance of Palestine permeating every university today in the Western countries. And you see, they cannot believe what is happening. So things are still going to get worse for them because the divine punishment is for them. Allah ki lati be awaze. The stick of Almighty Allah does not make a noise. Remember, suddenly it comes. وَيَرَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ الَّذِي. And those people who have been given the knowledge, they will see. They will see بِرُؤْيَةِ الْقَلْبِ. From the inner recesses of their heart, they will see those who are given the true knowledge, the knowledge of Quran Sharif, the knowledge of Sunnah Mubarakah, the knowledge of Islamic jurisprudence and fiqh and so forth. The true nur and the radiance of knowledge. We don't speak of scholars for dollars and pseudo scholars. You make everything halal, not word the halal logo on which is printed, and make Sharia compliant. We don't speak of them. These are pseudo scholars for dollars. Nay, Utul ilm, utul ilm al-ladhi, those who have been given the true knowledge, entering the inner recesses of the heart, unzila ilayka min rabbika huwa al-haq, they will see, they will say, they will utter and promote and propagate and say that this is the truth from Allah that has been revealed, huwa al-haq, 100% the truth, there is no iota of doubt in it. وَيَهَدِي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. And this wahi, revelation in the noble Quran, the revelation in the Sunnah Mubarakah, we believe in wahyain, both are wahi. The Quran Sharif is wahi and matlu, we recite it in salat, in namaz and prayer. And the Sunnah Mubarakah, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, is wahi, revelation, but غير matlu, we can't recite that in our salat. So this will guide humanity for posterity, ila siratil aziz il hamid, on the path and the road towards Aziz, the one who's all powerful, and Hamid, the only one that's worthy of praise at all times, all places, all circumstances. So always remember, we will stumble, we will fall, we are human beings, we'll commit sins, but we must come up and rise up and stand for the truth irrespective of what happens. So that is the lesson the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah, is teaching us. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Day number 208 of the Gaza genocide, Shawwal, 21st Shawwal, 1445. Listen to the war criminal Benjamin Ney. How many babies have you murdered today, you harami? So the butcher of Gaza, he says Israel will invade Rafah. Hostage deal or not, ceasefire or not, you see that? And if a Muslim leader had to say that, the world would be jumping super terrorist, super murderer. So are these people not super terrorists, super murderers, and super, you must remember, occupiers? Smotrich, the minister of finance of Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children, says, go open the Haaretz newspaper and see for yourself. He says there must be no half measures. It must be a total annihilation of Gaza. Imagine a Muslim person saying that. The world media will say that such a person must be arrested for terrorism, hate speech, and so forth. But these haramis get away. Why they get away? So listen to the next item. The United States, nay, the United Snakes of America, USA, you Muslims, wake up, and people of justice. The United Snakes of America is going to retaliate if the ICC, the International Criminal Court, you must remember, issues a warrant of arrest for him, for BB, the war criminal, and for Ben Gvir, the super terrorist, and the chief of the IDF, and so forth. For us, whether they issue it or not, the world has passed the verdict already that these are super murderers, super killers, and super terrorists, and super occupiers, the most humiliated people on the face of the earth. As far as United States goes, whether it's Republican or whether it's Democrats, both sides, you must remember, majority of them are political prostitutes. The APEC and the Israelis and Jutlas and the Zionists have bought them out billion dollars, and we use the words of George Galloway, whether it's United Nations, whether it's United States, whether it is, you must remember, the ICC or the ICJ. What the hell are you waiting for, ICJ, the International Criminal Court of Justice, and so forth, so International Court of Justice, so long, and you haven't passed your verdict still of genocide against Israel? These are all organizations like pigs with lipstick on them, and we agree with George Galloway, GG. He speaks the truth, remember that. Go listen to what the Haaretz says. Israel to join the Sunni Muslims. Israel to join the Sunni Muslims. No, Haaretz, you have got it wrong. You're recording me now. You need to rectify that. You should add one word. Israel to join the Sunni Muslims who were Sunni and now they have become murtads and apostate and haramis and they are traitors to Muslims like Saudi Arabia's MBS, like MBZ, Murtad bin Zindiq there in the Emirates. And you must remember the kings of Jordan, Bahrain, Morocco, the Pharaoh Sisi of Egypt, all haramis, every one of them are murtad and their governments are pakka kuffar also who agree with them. And the Salafi scholars who agree with them are shaitans and scholars for dollars. So don't come say Sunni Muslim, say Sunni traitors. Yes, you must say that. Listen to what you people going for Hajj is 1st May today, right? 21st of Shawwal. So most of you, 99% of you are living in May to go for Hajj Baitullah. You must be wide awake. Don't sleep there. So Bill Gates and MBS, Bill Gates is the biggest harami with his vaccines. He started the COVID and so forth. We must control the world and so forth. Give everybody a booster and then give them a rooster and so forth. And the Maulvis and the priests close their mosque and churches. Shame on you. Until today you have not apologized. Remember, therefore, you will suffer the consequences in this world and in the year after. Who said so? Allah said so. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 114. لَهُمْ خِزْيٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. For them will be in humiliation, disgrace. لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. For them humiliation in this worldly life and a punishment, serious and a horrible, terrible punishment. Closing mosque and so forth and say the mosque is a super spreader of virus. Such people are murtads and out to the fall of Islam. You can quote my fatwa in any part of the world. Bill Gates the harami is going to make a deal, or they made the deal already with MBS the murtad, and they're going to give boosters to the hujjaj. I sent this out yesterday to the Salafi scholars. They're all just looking down. They, because they want to defend MBS. Yesterday one Arab brother sent me, you know me, I don't know how to cover the photos and all, but I'll get my team, somebody to do it today, inshallah. This Israeli jutla worker with a broom in his hand, he's using the flag of Saudi Arabia. And you must remember that which has La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. That is the most sacred words for us. A non-Muslim becomes Muslim with that when he bears testimony from the bottom of his heart. He, the jutla harami, is using the Saudi flag as a broom, as you know, and he's scrubbing and cleaning the floor, and then he tramples on it and is laughing and joking. And the Saudi regime of MBS says, we are going to normalize ties with Israel. The Haaretz newspaper says in a few days time the announcement will be made. So I'm giving you the references. So you call them Muslim or Muslim. If you got through Iman, this is my message to the whole world. You must send messages to the whole of Saudi Arabia and the whole world that we as Muslims demand the kalima La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, must be removed from the Saudi flag. They're desecrating it. Go see Miss Universe. They send one prostitute there and she's got the kalima written there on her bosom and the flag there. Is Islam this? And you must remember, I was there on several occasions in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Jeddah, on Yawmul Watani. 23rd September is their national day, and everybody walking around, the children and students, when they finish, they just take that flag and they dump it and throw it everywhere. Wake up, O Muslims. We have to defend the kalima La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. You all are good in this. I don't know this. Use your Facebook, use your Instagram, use your hashtag and what have you, and say down, down with Saudi Arabia, down, down with MBS. MBS Murtad bin Shaitan the Harami. And so they must remove the Kalima. You all are desecrating it. You want a kafir country? We will give you a kafir country. And we will take away the Haramain Sharifain from you, because you're not fit to look after the Haramain Sharifain. You are not Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. You are Khainul Haramain Sharifain. You are traitors to the Bamakka Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Sanamas in Madina Munawwara, and so forth. You Muslim, you Pakka, Kuffar, and Shaitan. You Khadimu America and Khadimu Israel. That's what you are. Alhamdulillah, we want our Mujahideen. You see the Palestinian, subhanallah, what they doing. Yesterday or day for yesterday, the German ambassador came to Ramallah, and the Palestinians heckled him, told him, "You ambassador, get out from here. Get out from here." As Tunisia kicked out the ambassador of Israel. So yesterday, day for yesterday, a few days ago, so remember, our brothers, our children, our sisters kicked out the German ambassador. Blinken in Israel. Blinken is a big harami, he's a jutla, and he's a war criminal. He supports Israel to the hilt. Listen to what he says. He says, "No, we believe in free speech, but you can't use the word intifada." Blinken, this is AK's message to you. And you chamchas and sidekicks must give it to him. Your blinking is not going to make any difference to us. You already condemned. Your Biden is condemned. Your George W. Bush is condemned. And all of you, Blair, whole lot war criminals. When the United Nations wanted to, you must remember, that passed the resolution on ceasefire. So what you see, that y'all are the ones who vetoed it. Three times, not once or twice. When they wanted, you must remember, that full statehood, Palestinians, y'all vetoed it. So don't come and tell us you can't use the word intifada. Go to a hell and rot in hell. Just what you must remember, these people there, like your other Jutli, and that is Madeleine Albright, who said it's worth it to kill and murder 500,000 Iraqi children. Are you also advocating the same? That we must protect Netanyahu, protect the Israelis, and protect all these people here. So you must remember that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us that we must take them headlong. This kuffar, ya ayyuhan nabi, jahidil kuffara wal munafiqeen, that you must take on this kuffar and this hypocrites. When wal munafiqeen waghluz alayhim, and be firm and solid against them. No compromise and no apology and so forth and so on. So that is all Almighty Allah teaching us this. Look at Trump, how disgraced he is. So you must remember, $9,000 fine for him, and next time this contempt of court, and he does that, he'll end up in jail. So Trump, you see Stormy, she is really making a storm and a fool for you. But the American public are what? Al-awam, kal-an'am, masses are asses. They will still vote for Trump. If there's a free and fair elections, Trump will win. And that is what the surveys are saying. Kenya is facing huge floods, still remember, and the signs are ominous there. Hundreds have been killed, and students to be expelled from Columbia University. The riot police invade Columbian University. I thought you guys have freedom of speech, First Amendment. I thought you America has freedom of association. And why? What crime have they committed? All these universities, what crime have they committed? They said divest, divest from Israel. Israel is a rogue, terrorist, harami. And if you don't understand harami, it means a bee, and a big bee, an illegitimate state. Master crooks they are. That's what they are. So what your students are doing, whiteys, Jews and them, are saying divest, divest from Israel, free, free Palestina, free, free Palestine, from the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free. Nobody can stop this revolution. Our children, our men and women, 40,000 gave their lives, and their shahadat, Allah accepted their martyrdom. 90% of them innocent, got nothing to do with it. Everyone cursed the Israelis and Americans and the Germans and the British and the French. So you will see, still many things will happen. Saudi Arabia to announce in the next few days when official ties will start with Israel. Go read that in your Haaretz. I will believe the Haaretz much more than the Saudi propaganda media, the Arab News and the Saudi Gazette and the Arabic newspapers. And remember, Ummat, I told you, you must rise against Saudi Arabia with the flag and tell them you're not fit to write the Kalima La ilaha illallah. Write messages to all the embassies and don't come worry about your visa and all that. Remember that. Tell them to go to hell. So you must remember, Blinken told Saudi Arabia and the Arab puppets when he met them there, no worry, I will press BB to give more aid to Gaza as though they're doing us a favor and so forth. The first person has been sent to Rwanda for Britain. They gave him $4,000 and he's gone there. You see, Anigalo Mali, Mena Hambalapa. You see? So that's how the world functions today. You know, there's America and there's Britain and there's France and Germany and a whole lot haramis. They said Afghanistan must liberate the woman. Afghanistan is oppressing the woman. Look at the visuals gone viral nowadays. What you are doing to the women students. How you are handling them. And Australia today has announced that the national disaster in Australia is the violence against women. Which kind of countries are you? You bunch of haramis. You bunch of double standards and hypocrites. That you all commit the worst violence against women. And because Afghanistan, our Taliban, Mujahideen defeated you and humiliated you, so now you look for excuses. We have pride that our women are sitting at home in Afghanistan and not running around like your prostitutes and so forth. And remember there in the Western countries and some other countries as well. And remember they produced the Mujahideen of the greatest caliber in this day and this age. We're proud of them. So where's your human rights? Why the students are being arrested? Why are they being harassed? Why are they being told they'll be suspended and expelled? Shame on you, America. Shame on you, Indian Sunak. You're a disgrace, remember. Yemen, very good, Ansarullah. We support you. Although you are kuffar, Shias. Yemen strikes another ship there in the Red Sea. India, the mushriks, the idol worshippers, big problem. One senior Indian politician has to step down. His own party expelled him. Why? Sex scandal. He was busy with the mother. He was busy with the daughter. He was busy with other women. So they also are crazy guys. Allah is humiliating them and so forth. Hezbollah hits the hell out of Iraq, of Israel. Hezbollah hits the hell out. Even their iron dome can no more function properly. Hunter Biden hunting for more prostitutes. He's threatening Fox News. You're making propaganda against me and so forth. It's no propaganda. You are guilty of drugs. You are guilty of using your rifle in the wrong places. You're harami. This Abu Dhabi and MBS and them is Abu Zabi. But if I say Abu Zabi, you won't understand. That's the proper pronunciation. So you make Abu Dhabi. So let's use your term. So to let you understand, Abu Dhabi and them MBZ thinks they can buy off everything, so they can't take over the Telegraph newspaper, so that deal has been cancelled. Palestinian groups, Hamas, and remember Fatah of Mahmoud Abbas, Abu Mazin, all of them are there in China. Ching Chong, Tingaling Chong, remember, is making peace between them. Can you believe? These are donkeys, you know, you're dealing with. This Mahmoud Abbas and his party, total sellouts. You know one thing he said, as long as I'm president of Palestine, I'll never allow an intifada, an uprising. We say there's an uprising in the whole world, the revolution has started. The fragrance and perfume of Palestine is permeating the whole world. Australia, big problem, red violence against women, and the Bonza, they are budget airline, like how we got all this, you know, budget airlines here. So the Bonza, the budget airline in Australia, cancel all flights, finish, no more diesel, no more petrol. Protesters have surrounded Bibi Netanyahu's house, and they said, Bibi, resign, resign. resign. You're a disgrace, the worst prime minister in the history of Israel. So the police came, handled them with a heavy hand, and said they're giving them 6 months restraining order. If they come back within 6 months, they'll arrest them. So all fairy tales, the Jutlas are up in arms, you must remember. See, I'm telling you, Jutlas, a message. Take what happened. Today is Wednesday, right? Maybe it happened Monday or Sunday or when. A Turkish tourist had entered occupied Palestine. We don't say Israel. Israel is Haramis. So occupied Palestine. So this Turkish tourist entered via Jordan. He saw an Israeli police guy in uniform. He took out a knife and stabbed him. We say, very good. We will say, very good. So we don't have to apologize. It's a war. So remember that he said, Ya Allah, I will give my life, but I will give them some medicine of their own. So they shot him. We say he's shaheed, rahimahullah. Allah grant him our Turkish brother, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. That is what's going to happen to you, Jutlas, around the world. The Muslims are seeing all the images and the visuals gone viral. And when my mind goes crazy, then they'll put bullets through you, whether it's Americans and Israelis. So you better think for who you're voting, and you better start speaking against your own people. The law in South Africa, citizen reports, favors the criminals. Today is 1st of May, South Africans, and in 4 weeks' time exactly is your elections. Which party are you going to vote for? So you must remember, you don't vote, no problem, Islamically, no sin. You want to vote, which party are you going to vote for? Make istikhara. Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. Ya Allah, you select the best for me and you choose for me, and to vote for them, that the DA, Devil's Alliance, ACDP, and all these characters is absolutely haram. They support Israel and the genocide. Yesterday there was a question. We answer the questions as they are posed, right? It was said that there is a Maulana Nazir from Peter Marisburg. He doesn't believe in Bukhari Sharif and some crazy statements. So anyway, the question came on air, and I said that some people may be making mischief, some people are troublemakers, all that I said. You can listen to it. I said I'm using the conditional clause, if. So Maulana Nazir of Peter Marisburg yesterday around 3 o'clock in the afternoon contacted me. He spoke very nicely. He said, see, what I said is 100% the truth. He is telling me that if any person rejects Bukhari Sharif and so forth, he said, ek hadith bhi kabul nahi karte, wo pakka kafir hai. In Urdu, he told me, if a peer person rejects even one to a hadith of Bukhari Sharif, we will say they're out of the fold of Islam. And he said about that Kursi story and all that, we reject that totally. He said, these are fitna makers and troublemakers. And I believe him. So remember that sometime when people are crazy, they're jealous of you. So I told him, Abdul Maulvi, ho, you're a Maulana, so you should read Rabbin Surni Alal Qawm Al Mufsideen. That people, I mean media, we know how it works. So sometime people get jealous and they will make such, they'll attribute certain statements to you. Our akabir, our elders, our teachers tell us, baz log hamare taraf baz cheeze mansoob karte hai, hamare farishte ko bhi pata nahi, malaika ko bhi pata nahi. People attribute certain things to us because of jealousy, hatred, and they are hidden agenda, ulterior motive. Even our angels are not aware of it, meaning propaganda they make. So therefore, remember, and last night also one chap sent me that message for your information, Monazir. I told him, you're a big liar. I spoke to Maulana, Maulana he said, no, I am not sending you this message, somebody else sent it to me. Last night this happened. So Maulana Nazir, I promised you yesterday I'll address it and redress it. So you must be watch out that you got some people who want to stab you in the back. I asked him, where you are, which part of the world? He said, there in some masjid in Raystop. Allah make easy for you wherever you are. Today's program, inshallah, 8:30 to 9, Maulana Musa Akudi will be interviewed by Maulana Zahid Khan. 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage, inshallah. And then will be, inshallah, 1 to 2, tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Wednesday afternoon, make dua between Zohar and Asr hadith in Al-Adabul Mufrad. So raise your hands and say, Allahumma shdud wa ataka ala juyushi Israeliyin wa Amerikiyin. Now you don't know this in Arabic, so say, Ya Allah, you punish the American army and politicians, you punish the Jutlas and the Israelis, their army and their crooked politicians, you punish all these people who are helping them and assisting them. If there's no hidayat for them, this MBS and MBZ and the whole happy lot, this kings and crown prince and clown prince and whatever, so you decimate them, destroy them, destroy their oil fields, destroy their wealth, and send them straight to Jahannam. That is the dua we must make against these haramis who are traitors of Islam. So inshallah, we have 15-16 minutes, Muhammad Salim, so let us fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, I am an only daughter. How much inheritance do I inherit from my parents when they pass on?
Make dua, Allah Jalla Wala, give your parents long life. You worried about the inheritance already, sister? If you the only daughter, what's your name? They should keep your name Wahida, the one and only daughter. So when you got one daughter only, you keep her name Bushra. She brought such glad tidings to us. Wahida, the one and only. Nevertheless, my sister, father, mother pass away, one after the other, or whatever, so you will inherit 50%. 50% from your beloved father, 50% from your beloved mother. So Almighty Allah says, wa in kanat wahidatan falahan nis. So if you don't have any brother, that is, if you have a brother, then you must remember that it will be ratio 2 to 1. So if it is 100,000, you will get 50,000. If you are with your brother and there's no other heirs, one single brother, one single sister, then 2/3 for your brother and 1/3 for you, my sister.
Mufti Sahib, Mufti Sahib, my workplace is not park. I work for non-Muslims and there's no masjid near my area. Can I delay my Zuhr and Asr till I reach home?
No, you can't do that. Absolutely haram. So Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ju'ilat liyal ardu masjidan wa tahura. So we have made the entire land and sand for you, a place of masjid and a place of taharat and cleanliness. So what's wrong? You take a 2-liter, 5-liter bottle with you, and then you go to the toilet, bathroom, you must be having that. You perform your ablution there, you go out in the garden and so forth, and you read your Zohar Salat, your lunchtime, you go there tea time and read your Asr Salat. On my travels and journeys, how many times when I left Johannesburg on Wednesday, so I read Salat there at O.R. Tambo. I gave Azan loudly and then I gave Iqama. I'm in front, my wife behind me. When I was in Durban and after I met the politicians and so forth, I told them I have to go now, read Zohar Salat and board the plane. So I went there, they have facilities there. Yeah, O.R. Tambo, their facilities is very far. So I can't go so far. I just give Azan one place, nice and there, nobody troubles us. One lady came and said, I said, Mina Tandaza, Mama. She said, yeah, Tandaza, Lungile, no problem. I say, we're praying here. I said, no problem, you keep on praying. So remember this, we must never feel shy. So you, my brother, you delay your Zohar, you delay Asr, make it Qadha. You will lose your Iman if you're not careful. You do that every day. That Quran Kareem says, Ma salakakum fi saqar, what made you walk in Jahannam? Qalu lam nakum min al-musallin. First thing they will say, we never read Salat on time, or we never read Salat at all. Think properly. I'm not saying you're out of the fold. I say, Nakhafu alayhi al-kufr. We fear that such people will leave the fold of Islam unless they address and redress the issue properly.
Mufti Sahab, the Ijtima was a great success. In today's time and technology, is there need for Ijtimas as more people benefit through similar bayans on social media?
Never ever. Remember that, therefore me personally, I don't agree with this. You must remember madrasas and darulums and all that who teach students, you understand, that through the computer and virtually and why and all that. I don't agree with this. Our Islam is Sina Basina. Now you don't understand that. What is Sina Basina? When he, Habibuna, Mustafa, Khatamun Nabiyin, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was in the dusty cave of Hira. So Jibreel alayhi salam came with Surah 96 and verses 5, 1 to 5, Surah Alaq, Iqra Bismi. He read the verses and said, Iqra, read Ya Rasulullah. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma ana biqari, I don't know how to read. Second time again, he said, Ma ana. So every time he, Jibreel alayhi salam, embraced the master alayhi salam. And the master alayhi salatu salam was now, you must remember, the confidence, iman, everything is increasing with the will of Allah. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam has the greatest iman, but Allah wants to make it easier for him now. So therefore Jibreel is instructed by Allah, do this for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and let the nur increase, let everything increase that's good, and make easy for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So then that is Sina Basina. So when you are in the dars, in the lesson of your teacher, you listen to the elders delivering lectures and so. I was there the ijtima for 1-2 hours on Saturday night, Maghrib to Isha, and Mohan Abdul Rahman Sahab delivered the lecture. I never don't even know who's the person. But, and I just looked around, I saw people dark in complexion, fair in complexion. One person came from Brazil, I met him personally. He said, I just came for these 4 days, I'm taking a flight and I'm going back on Monday after the Ijtima. People from Mozambique came. So 45 of them, I met one alim, he told me. So we reject that, you must remember. Social media is park and napak. You got pornography, you got naked, you got nudity, you got gay business, you got murderers, you got drunkies there, and 101 haram things. Ijtima is tayyib and pure, not 100,000, not 1,000. Believe you me, I've traveled so many countries, and I made the statement hundreds of times, several times. The greatest work in the past century is the work of Dawat and Tabligh. Allah reward Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. He started this work in 1925-1926 in Mewat, and today we 2024. 100 years it is Islamically, and where the work has gone, millions of people have changed their life. Just go look at the continent of South America. I've been to most countries there, and because of the Baraka of Tabligh Jamaat, going house to house, taking all the insults. And remember, people swore them and what they did, but they made sabr, they cried and they made dua for them. Today, those people, I told you the story of Hazim. Wama adraka man Hazim. Go to Venezuela, go to Valencia, and go meet the Palestinian family there. When the Jutlas, Haramis, Zionists overtook everything, 1949, 1950, 51, the family left Palestine and they came to Venezuela. They hardly had anything. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah gives honor to who He wishes. He disgraces whoever He wishes. So they went, they became multi-millionaires and billionaires. Allah gave them so much. But the brothers did not know even the color of the musalla and the carpets in the mosque and masjid. One in Paris, one in London, one in New York, with their private jets. They told me this personally. But their youngest brother, Hazim, Wama Adraka Man Hazim. Do you know Hazim's story? He, when the Jamaats would come from Pakistan, India, all that, he loved making their khidmat and serving them. The Jamaat brothers don't leave you. They said, Hazim, 3 days. He said, Ana mustahid me tayyaru. I'm ready. 40 days, I'm ready. 4 months, I'm ready. His parents go upset. He said, you know, now disown you. We won't speak to you. He said, no problem. He cried to Allah, Ya Allah, give my parents, give my brothers. He came to South Africa. I didn't meet him. And he went inside the Kaaba Musharrafah, the Baytullah as well. And he got married. He had a daughter. And then he was, you understand, going to Masjid al-Aqsa, the masjid there in Valencia, Venezuela, Masjid al-Aqsa. He told his wife, I'm going for Isha. When I come back, I'll take you to the Nikah. To the, there was some marriage in their family, whatever. Lo and behold, whilst going there, he meets up in an accident and he becomes shaheed. Going to the masjid, his wife is pregnant with a second child. Now the one brother in London, one Paris, one New York, if people pass away there, how many people come? 10, 20. Hundreds of people came for janazah, everyone crying. Why are you crying? Hazim taught me how to perform hudu. Hazim taught me how to read salat. Hazim taught me how to use miswak. Hazim taught me what is salatul hajat. He taught me. The brother said, we didn't like his activities, but look at what he did. He didn't change the face of a country. He changed the face of the continent, South America. Every country you go to, you will find Madrasa to Hazim. And when I met the father, Abdul Hamid, and we embraced one another in Masjid al-Aqsa in Valencia, then he showed me, this is my beloved Abdul, my beloved son, you understand, Hazim, on his cell phone. And I could just see the tears rolling down. So now they use their jets and their planes for Tabligh Jamaat. You want to come tell me online business, your haram business of your cell phone and your social media, three-quarters of the things they are haram. Nay, we can never mix the pure and the impure. We will use the way of Sahaba, and that is the miracle of Tabligh Jamaat. 30,000 people, not one advert on the TV, radio, nothing. We just announce, make dua. So that's a karamat of this ummah and the revolution going on in the world of the mujahideen. Islam will prevail, tawan aw karha, whether people like or they don't like. And that's their fear, the Americans and the Jutlas and the Germans and British and French. Whole lot haramis, al-kufru millatun wahida. Always support the Tabligh Jamaat, defend them. And even if you are not active, yes, they make mistakes. I tell you, I make mistakes. Mistakes, we commit sins. So if they make, you can't say they're very bad. No, you must say, Baz cheeze qabil islah hai. Certain things need to be reformed and rectified. That's what we must say.
Majority of the so-called Islamic organization, you say we can't trust. So how do we determine who can be trusted? Do you have a list to provide us with?
Remember that I will tell you that majority of the organizations in South Africa and in the world are paid baroos. They fill their own pockets and so forth and so on. Simple. Look at their track record. Go see their offices. Ask them these offices with what money you built it. Go ask them their wages. Challenge them that you are a public company. We want to see how much wages you are getting. So whether it's run by Maulvis or run by who and who, 80% of them are filling their pockets with your money and so forth. So therefore, I told you that for Palestine and that, I trust, because remember Hazrat Mohana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahab, we sent it out to thousands of people. You want, I'll send it out today also. So there are three accounts there, whether you send zakat, dillah, sadqa, interest, whatever, is all permissible. Remember, it's a matter of life and death and so forth. Your darulums you can give and so forth, and who you trust. Because many darums are mushrooming. They get 10, 20, 30, 40 African students, give them and collect money for 100 students. It's all money-making gimmick also, these kind of things. You must remember that. So we need to protect the money of the ummah. How many scandals are coming out from our darulums now? So you must remember that this one took money, that one took money, his children took money. It's happening in so many places today. So we can't trust. You must remember, you must be 100% sure. Therefore, I don't give anybody besides Majlis. Personally, I will give the poor Muslim with my own hand. That is what I do. So why you can't do that? You must go. You know they are poor Muslims. Go give them yourself. So what problem is that? Organization, Hazrat Maulana comes here. He was here 10 days ago. I took my sum of money. I gave it to him. I said, Maulana, it's for you. So you meaning your organization. So that's what we do. So we must remember that.
Mufti Sahab, I'm renting a house. My landlord pitches up randomly to check if there's any damages to his property. Islamically, can he do this unannounced?
not permissible. Remember that لا تدخلوا بيوتا غير بيوتكم حتى تستانسوا. Although it belongs to him, but he cannot invade your privacy and encroach on you and your family and say, no, I just came to check up and so forth. You don't have the right to do that. إنما جُعِلَ الْإِسْتِئْذَانُ لِأَجْلِ الْبَصَرِ. In Islam, the importance of taking permission is because of the eyes. He can see you, see your wife, see your daughter in a compromising position, situation. So in Islam, when people come like that, you must gorge their eyes, Nabi alayhi salam said. So you landlord, you in the wrong. You must tell him or her, the people renting, even if they're non-Muslims, see, I want to come there, I want to see certain things and that. That is the akhlaq and the habit and the teaching of Islam. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala give us the true understanding. Jazakallahu khairan wa salim kareem. Make us maaf. We're making you work on Workers' Day. Workers' Day means holiday in South Africa. Word wal ajru indallah. Allah grant you maximum reward, you, your family. We know what sacrifices you are making. Highly, highly appreciated. And Junaid Mota, one brother in Durban said, why you call him Junaid Mota? I said, what I must call him? He said, you must call him Jinnat Mota. Because you say he comes here 2 o'clock, 1:30, 2:30, and he's busy with the Jinnat. So you mustn't call him Junaid Mota. You must call him Jinnat Mota. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.